line, ma'am.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes?
Mr. President?
Yes.
This is Abigail McCarthy.
Oh, Abigail, how are you?
I am fine, Mr. President, but I am overcome with emotion, really. I don't see how you could have done it.
Well, I just thought we had to do it because there's so much at stake that one little person like me didn't.
You know you aren't one little person.
Well, I've got 9 months now to do nothing except I won't spend one moment doing anything except trying to find peace. And I thought that I just thought I had to do it.
Well, I just want to tell you we have my affection and respect. And I want you to tell Lady Bird how much I love her.
I surely will, dear. And I think it's awfully nice of you to call.
Well, I'm just, you know, I can hardly talk.
Everything will be better, and we'll have a lot of time to devote to what's really important. And after 37 years, you learn what is important. And
Mr. President, you know, basically our friendship was never severed.
I hope not. I hope not.
And
I don't want it to be. Sure will. I'll let you talk to her. Wait just a second.
Hello?
Bird?
Yes.
It's Abigail.
Yes.
In Milwaukee. And I'm just so shaken. I don't know what to do. But I just wanted to tell you that I remember the time we were in front of those pictures. You know? And
well, it's simply a matter of, I know that this takes 18 hours a day. As it is, and still all not done that you want to get done.
I know.
And it is not possible to add on the hours and the days that primaries would take or a campaign would take and do the fair job, the great job that this place deserves.
I know.
One has to make a choice. Well, you're sweet to call, and particularly when you have boys out there, when you feel pretty darn close to all 500,000 of them and hear from a whole lot of them, and you're just about to get two out there yourself, you don't think much about politics.
I know that, and I just think it's, you know, very noble, and I just want to know how I feel about it.
Well, thank you for calling, and I think you're sweet to do it.